just 5 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We are, of course, live from the Allo Communications studios, ready to rock and roll here on a Wednesday. It feels like, why does it feel like it's a Thursday? You would think the week would go by faster with the Broncos playing in the middle of the week on a Thursday, but it's dragging on. I think it's because I'm so antsy to see this Broncos team in a must-win game. And it's not going to be easy. The injuries continue to pile up. Randy Gregory's out for a while. You got a lot of question marks surrounding this team. Russell Wilson, he's kind of banged up going into this thing. I don't think your boy, Angel, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, you're like, why is he my boy? I don't know. It feels like,
yeah, why?
It feels like he's your boy. I always just say, it's your boy. It's not my boy.
I mean,
it's
I
your
have
boy.
One. It's just, he's not on the Colts.
Yeah, well, anyway, someone's boy might not play tomorrow. And the Colts have turnover issues. The Colts have offensive line issues. It's setting up, again, as a must-win game for Denver. Have to do it. If they don't, you know what's funny, though, is Peyton Manning's first year. We are having Zach Stevens on, by the way, in the 1 o'clock hour. I just feel like it's setting up like the Peyton Manning start, you know? I mean, they were, 2-3 when he started? And then they won the next game, and that was that Chargers game. They came all the way back. And then from that point on, didn't lose again. Went 13-3. First round bye. Lost to the Ravens. Trying to talk about that one too much. It's a very sore subject. Probably the difference between getting another Super Bowl. The Ravens go on to win that year. Broncos probably would have done that. But, you know, it is what it is. It went how it went. I don't feel as comfortable with the Broncos being in that same situation, though. So I'm thinking, man, just go win this game. You get a long weekend. It's kind of like a mini bye. Regroup. Get ready for the Chargers. Must win game tomorrow. A lot I want to get into today. The Method Flow Products poll question of the day. This one, I think, is an interesting debate, dude. Aaron Judge, of course. We'll get to that with the good, the bad, the ugly. Is now the AL home run leader in a regular season. Is he all time in your mind? Legally, yeah. Because who's in front of him? Barry Bonds hit 73. Mark McGwire hit 70. Sammy Sosa hit 66. In fact, they all did it. You know, McGwire did a 65, Sosa did a 64, Sosa also did a 63, and now Aaron Judge at 62. The problem with Sosa, McGwire, and Bonds is the roids, right? So that's the Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Do you consider Aaron Judge the all-time Major League home run leader in a season, or do you consider the roid boys, Bonds, McGwire, and Sosa, ahead of him?
It's hard for me to say on this because I didn't follow baseball back then. Like, you hear the names and you heard about the home run race and all that.
And it was exciting. But
nowadays, you look back on that and you see, oh, that's what was going on.
Yeah.
And back then, it was kind of just, okay, this is happening.
Well, Barry Bonds was like 5 pounds this year, and now he's like, looks like Macho Man Randy Savage the next year. Here it is. Everything that we know is that Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa were using steroids. When exactly were they doing that? Nobody really knows exact. I mean, kind of the time frame. But how do you view it? It's the Pete Rose thing. I mean, there's cheating and stuff going on. So is Aaron Judge, according to the Hulligans at thewholeshow.com, 62% say it's Aaron Judge. But 62 is less than 73, Angel. I mean, I'm not a math scientist, but that's less. But it depends on how you view baseball. Those records are skewed because of the steroid era and because we know they were taking steroids. We don't know that about Aaron Judge. The guy's a freak of nature. He's always been a freak of nature. He's a big dude. Fresno State guy. Barry Bonds went from like just a very skinny baseball player to monster of a man. So then obviously the rumors began and then it was found out. I mean, that's where we know those three were using steroids in their time playing Major League Baseball. does it affect your thought process when you compare him to Aaron Judge? Is Aaron Judge, in your mind, the all-time Major League home run leader in a season, or is he fourth? Is he behind those guys, and that's the way you're viewing it? It depends on how you view the steroids.
It really does, and it's you know, you asked this question about NFL players. Like, can you tell the story of the NFL without this player? Can you tell the story of baseball without the steroid era?
Without those three dudes were such a huge part of baseball. I mean, Barry Bonds, obviously, but Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa provided some of the most exciting baseball we've ever seen. When those two guys were going back and forth, that was such a fun run. That was exciting. Hell, I'm buying T-shirts of it, man. And I'm not even at that point, I wasn't even a big time baseball guy. But it was exciting. So, I mean, is there a part of you that's like, dude, just let him do it. Just let him do it. If they want to do it, then just let him do it.
I think maybe until we see someone in this modern era pass those numbers, we can maybe kind of lump them in there. Okay, yeah, those three guys had those numbers.
So it's always
going to
be it's
until someone passes it. It's always going to be there.
So for you, it's hazy.
Yes,
it's not a yes, Aaron Judge. It's a yeah, but. Stickman says, with or without steroids, it's still God-given talent to make contact and hit it that far. Steroids are illegal, but still, I think he's behind all of them. Now, again, God-given talent to hit the ball, but to do it at that level all the time, that takes strength. That takes a lot of strength to do it at that level. It's hard to hit a home run. It's difficult to do it.
To hit a single.
To do it 62 times is phenomenal. Congratulations to Aaron Judge. He's by himself in the AL. But the question is he by himself in all of baseball? And that depends on how you want to look at this thing. It's a fun vote. I mean, it was right down the middle. Now Judge is getting it 62.5% of the votes. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. I'd love to see where you guys end up on this. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Now it's 60%, Judge. Or is it Bonds, McGwire, and Sosa? Because that's the order it goes. Because, I mean, really, if you want to look at it this way, Bonds did it once at 73, holds it. Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, then Aaron Judge. Oh, boy. Did Aaron Judge use steroids that we know of? That we know of, zero chance, right? Guy's a freak of nature. He's always been that way. He didn't just blossom one year and you're like, whoa, that guy got big from like the ages of 22 to 24. Well, it was a growth spurt. Don't really go on those growth spurts once you hit your 20s. Late teens, even. This is a really interesting, like Pete Rose, like, should he be in the Hall of Fame? He gambled. Now, he gambled, allegedly, gambled on teams he was against and stuff. And as a manager, he wasn't gambling on himself, on his teams to lose or whatever. But that's inside trading, dude. It is. It's inside trading. There's a reason, like, I know this for a fact. There are broadcasters. They're not allowed to gamble on the sport they broadcast. Because they get scoops that they can't even talk about. I know for a fact, even at the small scale for UNC, I know for a fact some of our commentators over the years have known things that they were not going to give out because they get friendly with the coaches. And the coaches are like, hey, yeah, between you and I, kid ain't going this weekend. But you can't post that. You have to act as if you don't know, or you do know, or you know he's not going to play, or whatever. So there's the argument there that this is all kind of lumped together in that side of it. They used steroids. Did it impact? We'll never know. Could Barry Bonds have hit 73 home runs in a season had he not used steroids? Could Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa had the run that they had they not used steroids? And that's the debate. So go vote at thewholeshow.com. In my mind, if it's foggy, then it's Aaron Judge. If it's foggy, it's got to be Aaron Judge. It's kind of like my Hall of Fame debate. If it's not a quick answer, then he's not in the Hall of Fame. If you have to go back and go, oh yeah, Bonds, McGwire, so that was a beautiful time of baseball. But didn't they? Didn't they? Yeah, they did. So if it's foggy, Aaron Judge should be the undisputed home run leader. Now, this brings me into a brand new discussion, Angel, of should we hold it against them? Well, baseball does. Baseball holds it against them. Should they? Should we just be like, dude, if you want to use them, do it at your own discretion. And if you use them, get ready, because we're going to really enjoy watching that. It's a weird debate, man.
It is a weird debate, and I think it's because of the sport of baseball itself isn't the most exciting game at times.
Do you want to see home runs?
To watch. And I can only imagine what it was like watching baseball on a day-to-day basis, watching these two guys and three guys hit home runs one after the other. And to see it in our modern day with Aaron Judge, it's still just as, you know, amazing. But that slight of, yeah, they were using, you know, illegal drugs, it hurts the image of them a little bit while also hurting baseball itself, because you want that positive momentum and you want the exciting plays, but they're not exciting because of the reasons we got them.
Well, because I'm telling you, man, I was a young kid. I was junior high, maybe, during the Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa time, and that was so much fun. It brought the casual fan into the mix. Aaron Judge, you don't think he's bringing some casual fans to baseball right now? This is great for baseball. Record watches are great for sports, any sport. Baseball, though, there's so many numbers, there's so many records, there's so many things. But the one thing that stands above all of them is home runs. And then, you know, pitchers, perfect games and strikeouts, those are all great. The no-hitters. But at the end of the day, what is this sport? The number one thing. It's about home runs. So we love to see that. I mean, I don't mind small ball. But I know most people, they want to see that ball go into the crowd. Home run is the most exciting play in baseball. I have a difference of opinion, but I guarantee you if you polled 300 people, 500 people, I would say 80% is going to come back and say the home run's the most exciting. Not a key strikeout in the bottom of the ninth, you know, not a home run saving catch over the fence, crazy triple play. Those are all great, but it's a home run. We have a home run derby. We don't have a pitch off. We have a bunch of old dudes underhanded or kind of throwing pitches, slow pitches to dudes to hit home runs. That's the most exciting thing in baseball. All right, let's get to the good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. Well, whatever camp you're in, you have to understand that Aaron Judge, what he did was extremely special, and he did get number 62 last night.
High fly ball, deep left.
So is it weird that even the broadcasters and everybody are like, AL, the lead, like they're not even, is baseball not recognizing this either? Like I'm lost with how baseball recognizes this. Is Bonds recognized as the leader or is he not? Because why are we saying he's just the AL leader then? Because if roids were a part of what Bonds did, then it should be Aaron Judge is the undisputed regular season home run leader. Am I wrong on that?
No, so this is from MLB.com.
Okay. It
says the Major League and National League record for home runs in a single season is 73. Judge hit the seventh most home runs in a single season in AL-NL history. So MLB is recognizing Barry Bonds as the leader.
So Barry Bonds is the guy. So according to historical stats, where's Mark McGwire and Sosa? How do they view it? Are they in there?
Yes. So, yeah, Judge is seventh most behind performances by Bonds, Mark McGwire, and Sammy Sosa.
So according to them, I guess that's kind of more of an individual approach then. How do you view it? And some would we'll get into this debate because people are throwing the Tom Brady stuff. Brady stuff was never really proven. They proved that those three utilized steroids at one point. I guess you could argue when they used them. The bad, I'm just going to say this. I'm on a bunch of Nuggets forums and stuff, and I get a lot of messages from Nuggets fans and such. And people are, like, freaking out about the preseason game against the Thunder. Not about Murray and MPJ, but like, oh, Caldwell Pope couldn't make a shot. Man, I miss Will Barton. What are we doing here? It's a preseason game.
Have we watched any of KCP's games the last few years?
No.
Have we done research on him?
They haven't. No.
The first game with Nikola Jokic, that's an adjustment you have to make.
Preseason basketball is like less meaningful than preseason football. I don't know, because you got the coaches actually saying, no, we don't care about preseason football. The ugly for me, this Antonio Brown thing, and listen, Tom Brady, Giselle, is that a proven thing? Are they really, they're filing for divorce?
I don't know about filing, but they are getting divorce attorneys.
Divorce attorneys, which would lead us to believe that's the next step. And I'm not going to speak too much into that, because I don't like to get into that stuff too much. They're trying to keep it somewhat quiet between them, but Antonio Brown posting the picture on his Instagram of him hugging Giselle. Dude, that, there's nobody, I don't think, unless I'm seeing some comments or missing comments, but everybody's like, that's, no. Think, put yourself, I'm married, I have a kid. Can't imagine if somebody takes it to that level. Like, you got a problem with me, keep it there. But don't be posting pictures, like, in that way. Now, it'd be one thing if Antonio Brown and Tom Brady were all good and they're buddies and they're playing on the same team and Brown wanted to post something and say, hey, love both these guys, Giselle, you know, no matter what happens, you're great. Here's a picture of us. Different. It's all, you know, within context, however you want to view it. But that we all have a major problem with this. Antonio Brown, man, that's just, there's no way he'll get back in the league. He just continues to hurt himself. Brady's the guy who brought him back. What a jerk. The guy gets worse every other month, seems like. Does something else to make us go, wow, something's off with that guy. Maybe it's bigger than what we even know. I don't know. He doesn't like it when you go there. But that's just 100% out of bounds.
No, it's I can't think of a player in the NFL that had so much, you know, popularity and success in Pittsburgh. And then came the contract issue, and then the frozen feet issue, and then the Raiders stuff came up, and then all of this stuff, he's bouncing around, he's on the Jets field with his shirt off, like just acting a fool, and I don't think I've ever seen a player fall from grace so quickly and drastically.
Yeah, you go back to the Pittsburgh days, and it was...
Like him, Big Ben, and Le'Veon Bell, they were like the big three.
Yeah, and they liked each other. And then suddenly it was Big Ben's terrible, Steelers organization's awful, hate them. And then he went to, was it the Raiders next? Was that the next step for him?
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously he torched Gruden. He torched the Raiders organization, almost got in a fight with Mayock, the GM at the time. And then that was bad. And then what, he did a stint with the Patriots, with Tom Brady?
Yep, he was with the Patriots for a little bit. And, or... with Cam Newton. I don't think.
Was it with Cam Newton or was it did Tom get him there for a second? I hazy on it. And then it was the Bucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tom did specifically bring him back for the Bucks. And he had some, he actually did well. But then after that injury, that wasn't an injury, took his shirt off, whatever, ran down the field. That was it. And then it just kept getting worse from there. And he's throwing Tom Brady under the bus left and right. And you can't, there's just certain lines you don't cross. And that is the line. There's lines that we put up with his antics and go, all right, whatever. He's out of the league, fine. Then there's this line. Now you're messing with the dude's marriage. You're messing. It's just that's why social media is so jacked sometimes. Gives those guys a platform like that to put out where, you know, before social media and stuff, he could have been a jerk within his circles and not put that out there like that. Wow, picture's worth a thousand words. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Do you consider Aaron Judge the all-time major league home run leader, or do you consider in a season, or do you consider the Roid Boys? Yeah, we went there. Bonds, McGuire, and Sosa ahead of him. And 54% still going back and forth, I guess, but leader in the clubhouse, wow, back to 50-50. Go to thewholeshow.com and vote. Bonds, McGuire, and Sosa, or Judge? Who is it? Now, like you said, baseball's not considering that. I mean, there's in the broadcast, it's he is the AL season leader. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Short break coming up. Broncos, Colts tomorrow night. Huge game. Huge game for the Broncos. Obviously, without Javonte Williams, we'll get to some of Nathaniel Hackett's quotes on Javonte Williams and maybe, you know, his thoughts on Melvin Gordon going forward. Is this going to be a redemption short-term story for Gordon tomorrow night? Or in your mind, no matter how big of a game he has, is he still not out of the doghouse? Does he need to string together something pretty special for the rest of the season to get out of that doghouse? 26 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Must win time coming up for the Denver Broncos on Thursday Night Football. Jonathan Taylor ruled out. So, I mean, that's a big hit for the Colts. Got an offensive line that's kind of shaky anyway. And Matt Ryan, is he throwing 5 picks so far? Can you believe this, Angel? If I told you that the Broncos actually were ranked pretty high, like in terms of a good thing in turnovers, they don't turn the ball over that much. They really don't. What do they got? 4 lost turnovers? 4 of them? Melvin Gordon fumble, Javonte Williams fumble, another Melvin Gordon fumble, and then Russell Wilson's thrown an interception? Like, that's, they got 4 turnovers in that case. And the Gordon fumble was on 4th down, so it would have been a turnover on downs anyway. I think so. Pretty sure. And so the Colts, on the other hand, they've turned it over like 8 or 9 times so far. So Denver needs to try to win. They got to win the turnover battle. They got to set up some short fields, which they did in that game against the Raiders. Of course, one of them was an onside kick, and that was the possession where Gordon fumbled it. But there's got to be some help here. And there's kind of a, like Michael Vick came out and was talking about Russell Wilson. Did you hear that? Saying, hey, he's lost a step. It's obvious. He's not the same guy he was with Seattle. He's going to need some help. It's going to be a long, he basically says it's going to be a long road for him and the Broncos. So, whew, this honeymoon phase, man. We were so excited about Hackett and Russell Wilson not too long ago, and now here we are, and Broncos country is stressed to the max for a big game tomorrow night. Do want to shout out to On the Rocks Liquor, bringing us our game beer of the week from Rule 105 in Greeley's, our game beer. Signature Chili Wheat. You guys have heard about that one. That beer's been around a while. My guy Doc Moe over there perfected it even more. He's just, dude, this guy knows what he's doing. Some of the best beer you'll have. And you can try that Signature Chili Wheat. Stop by On the Rocks Liquor. Maybe something for tomorrow night. Get geared up for that big game. And, you know, nervous time. Nervous time for the Broncos. Grab a Signature Chili Wheat, thanks to our friends at On the Rocks Liquor. Pick up selections from Rule 105 all week, or, well, all along. They support local breweries all the time at On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration on the rocks. Their drive-thru is open, and they're also open 9 a.m. until 10 p.m. every single day. That's On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration on the rocks. Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Do you consider Aaron Judge the all-time Major League home run leader in a season? Or do you consider Bonds, McGuire, Sosa ahead of him? I guess this is up to you, because the stats, the history saying that they consider those guys, that they consider Bonds, McGuire, and Sosa. I'm kind of shocked that baseball puts that out on their site. I thought that they kind of like shunned that for a while. Kind of, you know, it's there, but it isn't there kind of deal.
Maybe in the public perception, they don't directly address it, but if you do enough digging and it's on their website, Barry Bonds is the leading home run
about that
person.
Well, everywhere you look, you know, baseballreference.com, Major League Baseball, that's the setup. It's Bonds, McGuire, Sosa, and then McGuire, Sosa, Sosa.
Like, those games happened, those home runs were hit, those stats were calculated, they're there.
It's kind of like in college sports when they, you know, UNC basketball, for example. They went to March Madness several years ago, but then it was found out that the coach at the time, Coach Hill, was, you know, in a roundabout way, we found out other things that were going on, but taking some tests. There was other stuff, too, but taking some tests for some of these kids. And they pulled the tournament. They pulled their Big Sky Conference championship. But they played that season. They played in that tournament game. They played in March Madness. So is it like that didn't happen then? The team they were playing, I think it was San Diego State. I think it was Kawhi Leonard.
Trying to think if the banner is still up in Bank of Colorado Arena. I think I've seen it up there still when I was there last season. So I'll keep an eye out for that.
Keep an
eye
out.
Starts.
That's interesting to me.
Because I know they have their, you know, NIT or CIT tournament from a couple years ago that they won. Obviously, during the CBI last year, they went to the final game of that one. I'll keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, in that game, they lost 68-50. And, you know, again, it's like, did it not happen? You know, Devin Beitzel, and he was a monster that year. 25 points in that game. But Kawhi Leonard was on that team. So did that, again, that's that, well, it happened, so you can't just erase it. And see, that's a little bit indirect, I guess. But maybe you don't get these kids coming over here if you're not doing those things. So, boy, it's a tough debate. But on the website, thewholeshow.com, it was 53%. Bonds, McGuire, and Sosa just refreshed again, and it's 50-50. So it was like Judge was leading like 72%. Now it's down to 50-50. It's kind of going back and forth. So go vote at thewholeshow.com. Our First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. And go ahead and vote. Let's see where this thing ends up. 37 minutes after the hour, we are going to be playing the final game of the season for the Rockies and Dodgers. Pre-game starts at 1:40. The reason for that is betting purposes. What was the over-under win? 68? 68 and a half?
68 and a half.
And they are at what?
68.
Oh! The Dodgers have nothing to play for. So do the Rockies get it? They won last night. Maybe the Rockies get this thing and end this thing on a positive note, and they get their over. And the whole land is happy and cheering, and, you know, at least you got that.
Carry that into next season.
Yeah. Carry that momentum. Kershaw's pitching, but how long does he pitch?
Clark said probably 3 innings.
Yeah, there's no reason to. There's no reason to waste anybody's arms and get any, you know, you never know when you're going to need those arms once the playoffs start. So we'll see. Let's get out. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour, welcome back to the Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. Glad you guys could be with us here today. It's an interesting debate, isn't it? This whole Aaron Judge thing's crazy. Here's another interesting one for you, Angel. Our boy Brian Howell tweeted this out yesterday. Former LSU head coach Ed Orgeron has called Colorado's interim DC Gerald Chapman each of the last few days to see how things are going as he transitions to a new role. Chapman worked at LSU last year and has a solid Coach O impersonation, according to Brian. What does that mean? What does that mean as we're investigating Twitter, you know, as we get in our law and order mindset here? Angel found this, dug it up. What can we do to really get in and investigate this thing? What does the Twitter tell us, Angel?
I'm not really sure about this case here. It got put on my desk late last night from Brian Howell. Mm. Trying to do some digging around. Feeling on the street around Boulder a little bit, kind of get the idea of what this kind of move would be if you brought Coach O to Boulder, Colorado to coach the Buffaloes.
It's a big name.
It's a big name. It's a big personality.
Is he still good in his recruiting circles? What went wrong at LSU?
I think what happened at LSU, obviously, Coach O was there under Les Miles for a long time. Les Miles was fired. Coach O came in and became the interim coach. Then they went on to win the national championship with Joe Burrow back in 2019.
Yeah.
Undefeated season that year. A lot of hype around Coach O. And as far as I know, his recruiting style is unique, but he certainly is a very good recruiter. Was on Les Miles' staff because of his recruiting ability. But he's a big personality. And I think in Boulder, this is a program that's in need of a shock. And I think Coach O might be too extreme of a shock, but certainly a big move.
Would it make sense in Boulder? I mean, would Coach O make sense in Boulder? I don't know.
I mean, Carl Durrell didn't really make sense.
But no, but at least everybody was happy with, you know. I don't know what Carl Durrell's politics were, but Albert O's, is he kind of political?
I don't know if he's, I think he does have some, he did support Trump at some point. And I know that might be a, oh, no, red flag for some people. But I don't think he ever let that influence his coaching or his recruiting or his style of, you know, the way he plays football, the way he coaches his teams. I don't think that ever impacted that. Granted, that's, you give that region of where he was coaching down at LSU, you might expect that the fans will be a little more lax towards politics, but you never know.
You never know. You just never know.
It's the first real name that we've seen attached to CU at this point.
Mike Sanford, though, I guess he goes out, storms out there, and he's got so much energy, and they were pumped, and they were loving it. I mean, listen, if it wasn't for the rest of the schedule, I'm seriously looking at the rest of the schedule. I'm like, maybe he can make something of this thing, but he's going to go play the best in the Pac-12, basically. Who do they got this weekend? Is it Cal? I don't know who they have. But I know
they're on a bye this week.
Yeah, that's right. Duh. That's why they made the move. And then who's following that? They got like one or two.
California.
Yeah, Cal, and then
At Oregon State.
And that's tough.
Home against Arizona State. Home against Oregon. At USC.
Ooh.
Home against, or at Washington. And then home against Utah.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Those last four teams are ranked as of right now.
So how much do you really like, is this a real fair shake for Mike Sanford? Because you're not favored to win any of these games. But what's Arizona State? Are they all right?
Well, they just fired their coach, too.
Oh, that's right. So maybe that's your shot. Go beat Cal and Arizona State. Is that where you're judging him? Because you're not judging him based off of those final four games or whatever. Even the Oregon, like the Oregon State game, that's not. Like, I think Oregon State's much better than a lot of people thought they were going to be. So, I
think they may be judging him more off the field in terms of how does he run a practice? How does he run his meetings? How does he do, you know, the little things outside of what goes down on Saturday? You know, and it's just, he's in that position. It's an opportunity for him to prove himself as a coach. And it looks like from the video I saw, he looks like he's taking it by the horns.
That's what you got to do. You got to run at this thing full steam ahead, and if you can rally the troops and get people excited, is there a win total that makes you go, yeah, Mike Sanford's a guy? Because I think everybody was saying they'd go 0-for. So if he somehow wins 2, do you go, let's just stay with Sanford?
You could win 1 and then maybe pull a late season upset. You might have a job.
You might have a job. All right. 48 minutes after the hour. Do want to thank one of our excellent sponsors of this program. It's Lemons Heating and Cooling. I think we're done. Well, maybe not. Depends on how cool you like your house. But, you know, we don't need that air conditioner going crazy anymore with the 90s dropping away, hopefully once and for all for the rest of the, well, until next late spring and early summer, or I guess summer. That I'm telling you, that system was working. And you need to get that looked at now, thanks to Lemons Heating and Cooling. They'll get you set, though, for heating, for cooling, all of it. They'll get you ready for the changing of the seasons. 970-567-0798. That's Lemons Heating and Cooling. Do me a favor. Tell them we sent you. Tell them that you love the fact that they're supporting live and local sports talk. That's how we keep this thing going. So we appreciate it. 49 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
K. KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
The time. Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Glad you guys could be with us here today on this Wednesday morning, still morning here. We'll get set for the lunch rush coming up at noon. Mark Johnson will join me, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, get his thoughts on the on Rick George, on the firing of Carl Durrell, and you know, Mike Sanford, and what his realistic chances are of being the next head football coach for the Colorado Buffaloes. Nathaniel Hackett, it's kind of an emotional week. You know, you're dealing without Javonte. You're dealing with the news of Javonte Williams going down, knowing he was supposed to be a very critical piece to what you were going to do this year. Here's Nathaniel Hackett kind of talking about that situation.
So Javonte, he obviously will not participate. Quinn will not participate. Randy Gregory will not participate. Jonathan Cooper not participate. PJ and Aaron are in the concussion protocol. Caden would not participate. And then Tyree, he'll be limited. Russell Wilson will be limited. Kaywan, limited. Dalton, Kendall, Melvin, Billy, and Darius would all have been limited. Yeah, he got dinged up in the game, and, you know, he's just a little sore today, and we're just going to be sure to take care of him and get him treatment throughout the week. Yeah, I mean, both those guys are obviously very important to our team. Losing Javonte is so unfortunate. You know, a dynamic player in this league. Randy, same thing. You know, having him to have to miss some time right now is hard because he's been a great force on the team. But, somebody's got to step up. And I think that, you know, with this whole team, I think they're excited, you know, for that opportunity. And we're glad that it comes very soon instead of having to wait longer to be able to get out there and go play. Yeah, IR is a possibility. We're going to see he's going to have to get a scope. And so we're going to have to see what's going on inside there. And then we'll find out more as the days come forward.
I mean, it's the age-old thing, right? Somebody's got to step up. Somebody's got to step up for this Broncos team. All right, the Method Flow Products poll question of the day is, it's going crazy, and we're getting comments on it like nuts here, man. It's fantastic. I love the debate. Do you consider Aaron Judge the all-time Major League home run leader in a season, or do you consider the Roid Boys, Bonds, McGuire, and Sosa, ahead of him? Tom says, how could anyone? The record is 73 home runs. There is no discussion. No, there's a discussion. How did they get those home runs? How did Barry Bonds get 73 home runs? There's a debate. It's absolutely a debate. Go vote at thewholeshow.com, and we'll see where you guys are, where you guys come out on this. We'll be right back. We'll get to the lunch rush in the noon hour. Mark Johnson coming up, Zach Stevens, our Broncos insider, and so much more on The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.